David Dowsett on ABC Wide Bay.
Hello, David Dowsett here. Thanks for listening. In the last 24 hours, we've seen massive reforms in the handling of youth crime in Queensland.
They are strong measures, they are tough measures.
We need to ensure that wherever possible, we are not setting these young people up for recidivism, not setting these young people up to reoffend.
The suite of measures that have been announced should not be looked at in isolation. It is actually the entire package and the entire framework that will make this work.
We have been listening to police on the ground about what they need, about the changes that are required, and we, of course, are acting on that.
Yes, lots going on when it comes to youth justice following the that announcement yesterday. So what's actually involved? Well, the anti-hooning laws will be strengthened. A parliamentary inquiry will examine the implementation of remote engine immobilisers. There'll be GPS trackers, a presumption against bail, strengthening of existing bail laws to provide further guidance to the courts. Well, Captain Chris Millard helps people from all walks of life at the Salvation Army in Bundaberg, and he's with me this morning. Chris, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. It's good to be with you again.
Chris, tell me about how Salvos are involved with young people who may have committed crimes.
Yeah, look, the Salvation Army is a firm believer in that this issue is a very complex and one that needs quite some time and effort to solve. I think we need to acknowledge that people are scared. These things that happen have brought people a great deal of fear, like that, you know, that could happen to them. I think the Salvation Army, we're identifying that the problem is far deeper. The things that we're working on is trying to change behaviours before they become habits.
How do you do that?
Well, I think the way we do that is actually try and build relationships with kids that are on the edge and try to bring them back from the edge before they're down to the pointy end of the stick, trying to educate people, kids, that it could be them, that, you know, that life is fragile and that people need to respect each other and we need to teach responsibilities. But the problem is we have this breakdown in families. You know, that we've got kids that are being raised by kids. We've got kids that aren't being raised by anybody. They're being left to their own devices because their family situation is horrible. Yeah. And so I think that what we're trying to do is work out how we can best help solve things and help kids to find a way to maybe release some of their issues in a more positive way.
Yeah. And does it work? Do you find that it is working, that sort of approach?
I think it's... I don't think it's a complete 100% fix. There is no 100% fix. This is another way, another avenue. I don't think, for me personally, I don't think stopping it at the end behaviour solves the issue. We've got to get back before they become hoons. You know, who's teaching them to be hoons? Who's what examples are they seeing? We need to have more education. I know that when I was in Inverell, the police ran this amazing program where they taught kids in high school the realities of it. Was a program with Rotary where they actually showed them what things would look like differently. You know, they think they're bulletproof, but we educate them on, you know, actually, you know, you're in control of something that can cause great harm. Yeah. You know, and I think that's one of the ways that we need to be helping them out.
Some people may be saying behind bars, that's where these young people need to be. What would your response be to that?
My response to be to that is there's always a consequence to every action. I think what we're teaching kids too is that choices are the only things we control. The outcomes we can't control. If you know, if a child can choose before that becomes a consequence, but the consequence is made for them. When they get in the car, they do things. And I think that there is a societal responsibility to do things, but I don't think incarceration or detention is the only way. I think for some kids that I've been dealing with, going to jail is a far better option than their home life.
Really?
You know, it's terribly sad that when that's, you know, because families are affected by drugs, you know, we don't know what that effect is. We don't all know what's going on behind the scenes. And for me, that accident in Brisbane is tragic and absolutely horrible and avoidable. Mm. But yet we don't know what was going on. What was, you know, what could have been done? Could somebody have said, hey, mate, that's not the best option. Drinking isn't good. You know, maybe we've got to look at systemic problems and go, actually, how do we get involved. And I think it starts younger. It's teaching kids. How have we changed recycling? We started with kids and we told them and showed them the benefits, and they're leading the way in helping us through. And I think the same with this is actually incarceration doesn't always work. I think there are consequences that if they do something like this man's done, as a young man, there's a response, there's a consequence to it. And I just think we've got, it's a multi-pronged effect. I think we've got to get all people involved and get everybody talking.
Many different ways to approach it. Let's hope eventually something does work. Captain Chris Millard, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you so much, and God bless you.
Captain Chris Millard from the Salvation Army Bundaberg. I'm David Dowsett. Thanks for listening.